They're in England, and they're racing on different horses. The best way to find out more is to keep listening, wouldn't you say?
That was great! How about we take a break?
Sure. Is here good enough?
Yeah, the grass is nice and soft for us, and nice and juicy for the horses. Whoa, Shakespeare!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, I love it here. The English countryside is just as beautiful as everyone says it is.
Yeah, isn't it great that our trip worked out?
Was it hard to convince your father to include us, Alex?
Not really. I just told him I wouldn't go if he didn't let you come with me.
And is it true that the McIntosh race is the event here in the county?
Oh, yeah. Only the best stud farms around are allowed to enter a team. So when my father got an invitation from his good friend here in England...
Lady Amelie Bedlam, Countess of Hillshire.
Exactly. He really wanted to be a part of the competition, especially because she has her own team.
Have you ever been, Tom?
Me? No. I'm nowhere near posh enough to be allowed in.
But surely you're good enough. You ride like a pro.
Thanks. But so are you. Shakespeare seemed to work up a good sweat when you were riding him, BB.
Oh, well, yeah.
BB, are you blushing?
Oh, Alex.
Stop. Hey, Tom, when's the McIntosh race happening?
It's on Saturday, 3 days from now.
So now you know what's going on. BB, Tina, and Alex have been invited to stay with one of Count Falco von Falkenstein's friends in England. The McIntosh race is a big event in which amateurs up to the age of 15 can compete. Oh, the four friends have already made their way back to where they're staying, at Bedlam Hall. That's the name of the country estate of Lady Amelie Bedlam, the Countess of Hillshire, the friend of Count Falco who invited them all. Lady Amelie stands with Count Falco at the entrance to the large English country manor. But as they ride into the stately driveway, Lady Amelie seems to be very annoyed about something, and the Count has to calm her down.
My dear, I don't think you need
to... Yes, I do. Something must be said.
Whoa!
Well, well, hello.
Hello, hi, sir.
Hello.
Whoa, Shakespeare.
Tom, I am not amused. As a son of my stable hand, what on earth do you think you were doing mingling with the guests?
Well, I was just...
Not a word.
Huh? Then how can he answer you?
There's no need, because he already knows the answer. He should have nothing to do with you.
Really? He just went for a ride with us.
Oh, did he now?
Excuse me, Lady Amelie. Maybe I can explain.
Ah, yes. You do that, Alexander.
I was the one who asked Tom if he could show us around, seeing as it was our first day here.
You see, I knew there was a perfectly simple explanation.
Yes, well, all right then. Why didn't you say so right away?
Weren't you going to show me your collection of hats?
Oh, but of course, Falco. We'll be expecting you for tea, children. Now, once you've cleaned up.
Of course. Looking forward to it.
See you later, Lady Amelie.
Goodbye, children.
What was going on with the Countess?
Well, she doesn't like her staff to mingle with her and her friends.
Sounds like you live in the Middle Ages.
It is what it is. Tradition, I guess.
BB, Tina, Alex, and their new friend Tom take the horses to the stables and brush them down. Meanwhile, the stable master's son tells them a little more about Lady Amelie Bedlam, the owner of Bedlam Hall and its large stud farm.
She's not completely horrible. She can just be a little, well, you know, strict sometimes. You can say that again.
I am not amused.
I don't know how you stayed so calm.
What do you mean?
Well, after she spoke to you like that.
I don't have a choice. She's my dad's boss. He's a stable hand here at Bedlam Hall, but we don't live on the estate.
But she's not your boss. She can't...
It's okay, Tina. She's tough but fair. For instance, she never sold Shakespeare, even though we'd have made a lot of money at auction. Why? Because she knows he's your favorite horse? Yeah, exactly. Isn't that right, Shakespeare?
How long have you been taking care of him?
6 years now. Lady Amelie bought him as a foal. The very same day Jim brought me to see the stables for the first time.
And you've been hanging out here ever since?
That's right. Who's Jim? Your dad? He's my adopted father, actually. Oh, yeah, I grew up in a foster home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's totally fine, BB.
Didn't you ever want to find out who your real parents are?
Nah, it was a long time ago. I was only 2 years old when I was fostered.